Madam, may I come in? I apologize if this is too formal, but I saw your candle through the window as I was doing my rounds. I wanted to make sure that you were okay. I promise that I'm not here to chastise. I merely wanted to check on you.
Thank you, madam. I've brought you some tea, if that might help you. May I ask what the issue is, madam? I promise that I shall not tell the Duke. I do not play sides. My job is as much to take care of you while he is gone as it is to take care of him while he is here. Of course I can keep a secret for you, madam. You are one of the people that runs this house. I'm at your disposal. I promise that unless you say something that I feel would danger this house, you're fine with me. Please, tell me. What seems to be the issue? You miss the Duke. Well, I believe that's perfectly understandable, and something incredibly sweet for a relationship as new as yours. It's only been a few months, and already you yearn for your husband while he is away on business. I think that's sweet. Well, here then, drink some tea and... Well, I apologize if I don't understand. I'm not here to shame you for anything. Please, help me understand. What is the issue, then? Ah, you don't miss the Duke, but you miss the Duke. Well, he's only been gone for 2 or 3 days. I hate to be presumptuous, but it'll only be a few more. I'm certain you can last a few days. Oh. Well, if it's been more than a few days, then I suppose your need is perfectly understandable. You are a beautiful woman, living the life of luxury and perfection. You deserve to have everything you want, and believe me, the Duke would give it to you if he were here. I am sure that he would stop at nothing to make sure that you are utterly satisfied in every possible way. Madam, I overstepped again, haven't I? Oh, no, dear. It was not at all my intention to say something out of line. Merely, I've been with the Duke for a long time, and I think very highly of him. No. Stop before you continue apologizing. You have nothing to apologize for. I said it before. I'll say it again. My job is as much to take care of you as it is him. You are respected in this home, and I am simply your butler. It is my place to make sure that you're taken care of. Please, help me understand. Oh, no. The poor Duke. He does believe himself to be the best of the best. I suppose he hasn't had enough practice yet. Perchance you could find some time to convince him to practice these behaviors. I'm sure that with time, he could learn every inch that he needs to really... Oh. Well, I understand that. No, darling. The Duke does love you. How could he not? You're the visage of beauty and grace and perfection, if I'm being honest with you. Having known him since he was a child, you deserve far better than him. I'm happy for him nonetheless. Now, when he returns, I will suggest with him some time to practice these things with you. Make sure that I can take care of you. And don't be afraid to... Oh, no. I didn't mean take care of you in that sense. I apologize. I never... Madam, I appreciate what you're saying, but... The Duke would have my head. Madam, just for a moment, listen to me. He is your husband. He is the one who will take care of you for the rest of your life. I know that in this moment, I'm just a man in your room late at night, and it feels correct, but I promise you, when he returns, it'll all make sense again. I swear. Now, you drink this tea, get some rest, That'll be the end of it. When he comes back, I'll make sure that you're taken care of. I promise. Now, get some sleep. I'm going to put out this candle, and I expect to not see it come back on when I'm walking to my chambers tonight. Atta girl. Get some rest. Good evening, madam. One of your handmaidens has informed me that you requested my presence tonight. How can I help you? Yes, I am aware that the young master has left for the night. He should be gone no longer than a few days. Is something the matter? Ah, I see. We're back on that topic again. Well, I suppose I should ask then. Was the young master able to live up to his noble heritage? Was he able to don the Madam, I promise you that I spoke to him. I stated that he has not been spending enough time with his wife and that it was critical that he... No. I blame myself, I suppose. I've taken care of him for so long, I suppose I think that it's my fault. No, I will have another chat with him when he returns, and I appreciate you for not scolding me. I apologize. I shall be more clear with him when he returns. He has the most beautiful woman in all the land in front of him, and he seems to forget that fact. I'll help remind him, I promise. If that's all, then I... Well, yes, I do remember promising you that I would take care of what you need. No, you cannot leave him. No, madam, your marriage is so recent, and if you were to leave him, you yourself would be outcast. Oh, madam, you cannot mean that. You are so beautiful and so young. Don't let yourself make a decision like this rashly. Do not leave him simply because he will not perform. I will have these conversations, and I will fix him, I promise. Just stay. Do not do anything brash. He was only back for a week. Perhaps he just has nerves. Well, I'm not saying that you don't deserve it until he comes around. These are the vestiges of royalty. These are the things that you wear. Madam, perhaps I could guide. I was saying, perhaps I could guide you, as I would guide him. I could show you the ways to please a woman, and that way you could take care of yourself in his absence. And although your longing does not go misplaced, and I am sure he is deserving of it, I understand that you have needs, so would you give the young Duke one more chance, or a few more chances, if I were to help you? Help you take care of things in his absence. Wonderful, wonderful. I'll be back in an hour. We can't have anyone suspect anything. And do not speak of this to anyone. I must do this for the Duke, and I promise I will take care of you. Thank you, madam, for the opportunity. I'll be back in an hour. Good night, or rather, see you soon. Madam, I see you left a candle on in the window. You might understand that that is your sign. I see. Well, I am a man of my word, just as much as the Duke is. And to give him the time that he needs to become the man that I know he can be, I will take care of you in his stead. Now then, let's begin. No, madam, no. I am not crestfallen because you are not a beautiful woman. I'm crestfallen because, well, this is wrong, is it not? The young Duke has no idea that the man who raised him is in bed with his wife. But he also doesn't know that this is the only chance his marriage has, so perhaps it's best if he doesn't know. You swear to me, however, if I do this, you'll give him another chance, right? Thank you. Well then, spread your legs for me, darling. Atta girl. There we go. Oh my, look at you. You even prettied yourself up for him, didn't you? And he did nothing. No. It is not a waste. Especially considering I am now here. If it were a waste, then you wouldn't get to enjoy that pleasure tonight. And I will make sure that it is not a waste. Now, I am here to take care of you, not the other way around. I expect you to be as selfish as you are stunning, and you are quite stunning. Lay back, close your eyes, put out the candle for me. I do not need to see what I am doing. When you have had enough, you may simply tap me, and I will leave. I'm at your disposal. Do you understand? All right, madam. I suppose we get started then. Oh, God. Fuck. No, I... No, it's not a bad thing, madam. You're just stunning. I cannot lie to you. I've thought about this moment. I have, I promise. I've thought about this very sensation of seeing your beautiful face, your fluttering eyes, your lips purse, your hips roll, the way your back arches ever so slightly. I find nothing more beautiful in this entire world than a woman in the throes of her own pleasure. And you deserve all that pleasure. You do, I promise. I know that you may feel as though the young Duke does not care, and if he, your own husband, doesn't, that you may not deserve it, but you do. Every woman does. Your body is divine, and to feel pleasure is to be close to that divine. To be with a woman is the closest a man ever gets to perfection. I tell you that. Oh, God. Your body really is something impressive. You know, growing up, the Duke never really could appreciate what he had. He always wondered what was out there. Never looking internally. Never looking at what was right in front of his eyes. The beauty of the world around him, perhaps even in his own bed. Oh, my dear. Oh, Attica. This is the pleasure you need. The pleasure that I guarantee you. Stay here in this home. It's yours now. You have no need to run. And when you feel completely alone, and the Duke isn't here to warm this bed, I promise you that I'll be here. Yes, I promise. Remember, I'm here to take care of you as much as I am him. And in fact, I'd argue that I've never done anything like this for anyone else. Which makes you even more special, doesn't it? Oh, madam. That's right, push into my hand, it's okay. You need feel no shame about this pleasure, about your gorgeous body. This is your bed and your home. You deserve to feel all that pleasure. Here, lift your neck up a little bit for me. Atta girl. There we go, I've got you in my arms now. It's okay, it's okay. Pull up the covers. Ever so gently. Come on now. Atta girl. There we go. Now when we're done, I'm going to rest off to sleep. Just one subtle pleasure to rest your eyes and to settle these thoughts of leaving. Oh, atta girl. Atta girl. Deep breaths. Deep breaths for me. Come on now. Oh, you can do better than that. The deeper you breathe, the more pleasure you feel. I promise. I promise. I wouldn't lead you astray like this. I'm here to take care of you, remember? Deep breaths. And take all that sensitivity. Push it right down to your most pleasurable spots. Feel my fingertips rub, twirl, touch. Atta girl, darling. There we go. There we go. Come on. There we are. I see those little motions. It's okay. Feel it all. Soon you'll have your own man in bed every night to give you these feelings. Atta girl. Atta girl. You have a whole life ahead of you, feeling this pleasure whenever you demand it. He will take care of you, and I will make sure to do the same until he can. There we go. Oh, yes. Yes, I'm right here for me. Bury yourself in my shoulder. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Come on now. There we go. Atta girl. Oh, there we go. It's okay. It's okay. Come for me. Come for me just like this. Come for me in my arms. Atta girl. Atta girl. See? That's nice and easy. Rest those eyes. It's all right. Do you feel better? Good. Now then. Get some rest. If I see that candle, I'll be back. Promise me that tonight you'll get some sleep. Thank you, madam, for giving him another chance. And thank you for trusting me. I quite enjoyed our time tonight. I'll see you in the morning.